Hey y'all, and welcome back to the Stomping Ground Partnership Podcast. I'm super excited for today's episode. I sat down with Shannon and Nisha from Bella. Bella stands for Brooklyn Emerging Leaders Academy. They are a charter high school in Brooklyn, New York. And at Bella, girls receive more than an education. They find a home. They are challenged by a rigorous curriculum while surrounded and supported by the attention of a community that cares really deeply about them and is committed to both their academic and personal success. We have been so inspired by Bella, and this partnership has flourished in so many ways. We couldn't be more grateful to be partnering with them. Shannon and Nisha are both powerhouses. I'm constantly inspired by the both of them, so I can't wait for you to hear their wisdom that they have to share with us. Welcome to the podcast, guys. This
Thank
is so you. Exciting.
Thanks
We're at Bella, this beautiful space you guys have. It's such a like lovely community here. So, yeah, would love for you to just introduce yourselves. Who are you, and what do you do at Bella?
First off, thanks for coming. Thanks for traveling from upstate to hang out with us for the morning. Nisha Fullwood, one of the co-founders, and I am the head of school.
Good morning. It's super exciting to have you here on campus. I am Shannon, the other co-founder, and currently serve as the chief of staff.
So exciting. I feel so grateful that I have both of you in one room together. It's like such powerful people, powerful women.
Ditto.
I would love to hear the founding story of Bella. How did this place start? What inspired it? And just a little hint of kind of where it's gone from there.
Great question. I just realized I called myself Nisha Fullwood, and but Miss Nisha is what I go by here at Bella. But that's a great question. What is the founding story? So Shannon and I were sitting in an alleyway at a former school that we worked at and kind of just looked at each other and was like, it's time. It's time for us to kind of do our own thing. We were currently working at an all-girls school where the vast majority of our kiddos were coming from Bed-Stuy. And this school was located in a neighborhood that was, you know, far from where they lived. And so for us, it was about what would it look like to have a school like this in the neighborhood so their kids, their nieces, their cousins, their sisters could come to, and it could be like a part of the community. And so that really started the journey for Bella. It's kind of like, it's been a very humbling experience. We didn't get it on the first go. And yeah, it feels like everything happened for a reason. Like each time we got a no, it helped us get better. And in fact, one of our students this week did their senior speech, and she talked about no is a temporary setback. And I was like, dag, like, I wish someone would have told me that in the midst of doing Bella, but I have this 18-year-old telling me right now that no is a temporary setback. But nonetheless, that is sort of the catalyst for how we started, and I'll let Shannon kind of add on from there.
And it was a special moment on the sidewalk sitting there, but I know, Maddie, like, you've met Nisha, and she's just such a visionary. So for me, we both started at a program at this school. She's the founding program director, me the cohort social worker, and just working alongside her, just like destined to be this amazing school leader. So for me, it was just, I'm just like so grateful to be in partnership with her on this journey. And just have learned so much, not just from her, but the whole process in terms of what kids just deserve. And here we are trying to do things a little bit different. And I think the charter space specifically has allowed us to do that. And it is just so exciting to be working in Bed-Stuy, this community. As Nisha said, a lot of our former families and students came here. We've had sisters, nieces come of former students here at our school. And yeah, it just gave me the goosebumps a little bit too. That's what it's all about. And they are the future leaders of this school. So we're
the
not
booth.
Gonna be, yes.
The
and
booth
we have,
sisters.
And we have these, so for me, maybe we can do this another podcast, Sister Story. Like, we have these groups of sisters here. And I know Jade came to camp, but her older sister was part of our first graduating class. Her younger sister is a freshman here now. So that's three booths coming through. And that's not the only family. Yeah, so cool. It's really, really special.
And what year did you guys start?
So 17.
2017, we opened our doors. Yeah. Our first graduating class was 2021.
Wow. Yeah. That's so exciting.
Yeah. So they'll be graduating from college next year.
Wow. That is super big.
Super exciting.
And it sounds like it was, you know, founded based on like such a community, like being in the community and building this community around sisterhood and around like all these values. And you can feel that when you come into that space. Like, you guys have really succeeded there. So, and it's so exciting. I feel like similarities with Stomping Ground, you're still really young, right? And we're still really young, and that is scary and exciting, and it means you get to like move quickly and have those really big dreams. So,
and we constantly ask too, when are you not young anymore? 10 years, 15
right.
years, or when is it like,
right?
So, for us, and you know, we started the year off, we're in year 7, so Nisha can talk a little bit more about like kind of what that means, but it is the end of a cycle, so we're when do we move out of these infancy young years and really feel. Not even established, because we will always grow and there's always pivots and always reiterating kind of what we're doing, but feel really good about where we are, and what our kids are out in the world doing and our teaching staff and just like what's happening here on campus. But we definitely still consider ourselves a newbie.
right. Okay, well, that kind of leads me to the next question. What, like, for you, why do you show up to work every day? Like, what is it about this place? And maybe, too, tying into that, like, what's your kind of dreams? Like, looking ahead, thinking about, you know, sustainability and all of that kind of stuff. Like, what are your some goals, some dreams?
Yeah. So I say it all the time, and I say to the girls, like, I do this work because I believe they will change the world in ways that I never imagined. Like, I just know they will. And so I wake up every day knowing that, like, the young people that I'm around, you're going to change the world in some way. And I'm just humbled to be a part of that journey. And so I would say, what is aspirational? What's coming next in terms of Bella is, like, what does it look to have these Beyond Bella experiences? So, you know, a lot of the work that we've done within the first 7 years have been within these sort of four walls. But what does it look like to take the learning, to take the experiences beyond these four walls, which is why this Camp Stomping Ground partnership is super exciting. But also, how do we get our young people into these international spaces? And so we have a growing study abroad program, but what does it look like for them to study abroad during the semester? We talk a lot about, like, being a global citizen, like, changing the world. Well, we got to help them see the world, right? Like, what does it mean, like, to immerse yourself in another culture? And so that is kind of where we are going next as a school, and excited for what's to come. Shannon?
Thanks, Nisha. For me, similar to Nisha, and it gives me so much hope, because our world can be a scary place, and there's so much going on in our world that needs to be not just changed, but stories need to be told, and I just truly believe that our young people will do that, and they need the space now when they're young to build up those kind of skills and feel empowered to advocate for themselves and be, you know, in boardrooms and interviewing people and like running podcasts like this and all these different things, and not hold back. And I know that that's happening here, and I just, you know, hope and dream that it continues after they leave these walls. And that's part of also kind of where I see us going. We have an alum that works on our team now, on our operations team, and for me, the dream is like our alum are our staff fully one day and running this school, and not just working here, but also just coming back on a regular basis and continue to pour into the future Bella students, you know, and feel a sense of, I don't know if the right word's obligation, but like that's their service, right, to our community, and that is one of our core values, so like really trying to instill that now in them. And just always been a believer in the all girls school space and the single sex space, and believe that this work can really happen in spaces like this.
Yeah, That's so cool. I've heard that just in like the little, you know, stories that they've told me walking through the hallways, or like, what are you thinking about in your next year? And they're like, I want to be a fashion designer. I want to be a photographer. I want to be on a board someday or something. Like, there's such a diverse range of dreams that I've heard from all of them. It's not just the typical kind of pathways, right. but you can hear it, like, that they really believe that, like, that's what they want to do, and that they have the tools to do that.
That's the challenge to us as the adults and the educators here, is to constantly pivot to meet those needs and the dreams, because they're different from when we were in high school. And
right.
We're also educating kids for jobs that aren't created yet. Like, that's like the data and the research is out there that it's all going to change. And I think this entrepreneurial spirit that lives within young people too is really exciting. Yeah. So how do we tap into that and make them their own business owners and kind of like design their own journey and destiny? But as the educators, while still having to meet, you know, have to take state tests and all these things, but how do we be creative and innovative in the classroom that allows them to, yeah, dream big and make sure they have all the tools for it.
Right. Totally. Well, you're doing an amazing job from what I can tell. Kind of on like the flip side of that, what is something that you've kind of come up against that it has, you know, been kind of a blockade in your way, or if you had this resource, or if you were able to do this thing, you feel like you could kind of like move really quickly towards those dreams or just achieve your mission like even more?
I mean, initially the first thing that comes to mind, and this may be similar for the Camp Stomping Ground, is just funding and money and resources. So as a public school, and charter schools specifically get less funding than other public schools, just trying to make sure our kids have those opportunities to study abroad and travel, and, you know, Nisha's thinking about a great abroad trip for our senior class next year, and also thinking about ways to compensate and keep good talent here at our school, right? The teaching profession in general seems to be undervalued, and while our pay scale is on par and great with other, you know, with the DOE and stuff, it's something that we would want to increase if we could. So yeah, I would think funding is, if we had access to unlimited funds, like, yeah, do even more.
Yeah, that's great. I was gonna say a facility, but I've actually moved beyond that, because I feel like we're where we are supposed to be at this moment, and so I've been thinking a lot about what does it look like for the right girl to find out about Bella at the right time so that they can embark on this journey. And we know it's a special place. And what does it look like to get into those nooks and crannies of those families and those schools that just may not know who we are, so that the right student can walk through the doors and experience this journey, because it is a transformational one. And it's not meant for everyone, and we recognize that about us as a community. But for the right person, to know it's the right place for them. And sometimes they actually don't know, and then they figure it out, that, oh, I was supposed to be here. I'm really interested. Yeah, what does it look like to figure out and help, the right people get in the door?
Right. Yeah. I love that you shared that, because the next thing I want to talk about is like this partnership. And I think that's kind of what we're trying to do here, right? Like, we're, you know, you have this beautiful community, and Stomping Ground has this beautiful community. And at Stomping Ground, we're always trying to be like, okay, where else are, you know, haven't we introduced ourselves and said, hey, here's what we're doing. Do you want to come down and play with us? And that's like, I feel really grateful for our partners, because we're able to do that in a way that feels really authentic, instead of like us just barging into this community that we don't know and being like, hey, come to camp. You know, we're really able to create the relationships with you, and you have the relationships with the community, and like meld those two things together. So how do you guys, like, what has been your experience with the partnership? Why do you think it's important? Just thoughts on it.
Just what you described, you used a singular word that I feel like why this partnership is important is play. Like, and the fact that that's even a part of your vocabulary, where sometimes, you know, young adults or adults feel like, oh, they're young adults, they don't need to play anymore. And it's like, actually, no, they do. right? So much of their childhood, at least for many of the young people in our community, like they're doing adult, they have adult responsibilities and have adult tasks that they have to do. And so the fact that you all believe in just the power of play is exactly why we want to be in this partnership with Camp Stomping Ground. Like, we want our kids, even if it's for 2 days or 3 days or perhaps the entire summer, to just play, to just be, to just exist in a space outside of kind of what their normal, what their norm is. And so, yeah, to sum it up, yeah, we want our kids to play and we want to be at a place that also values that as well.
Thank you for seeing the value in that, because, yeah, it's so important. With the, I just want to add with the adults too, when all of your teachers got to come and we did karaoke, I mean, yeah, it is, just adds to it. All right, my last question to wrap it up is something we do at camp. It's called a 10-second celebration. So what is something in your life, at Bella, big, small, that you just want to like shout out and celebrate for a second?
Yes. So the thing that I want to celebrate this year, something that I've struggled with over the 7 years, but just, yeah, staying grounded. It's been hard to stay grounded, like when you're trying to build a plane while flying it at the same time. And also recognizing sort of the needs of your family and friends outside. And this year in year seven, as we sort of close out this cycle, it took me 7 years to figure it, but I figured it out. So like, I am super proud of myself. So I've just been doing a lot more of exploring the arts in New York City, a ton of stuff that I used to do when I was like first got here like 20 years ago. But yeah, it's nice to come full circle and sort of enjoy some of those things with family and friends again. So I'm super excited about that. Yeah. Playing. I'm like playing. Yeah. Not grounded. I'm playing. Yeah. I'm playing. Like, I like that. I'm playing a little bit more. So yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm going to celebrate all the student leaders from this past week. So we're wrapping up our Black Excellence Week. I know when you all came in, I said, like, we're celebrating Black Excellence every day. But the way the students showed up this week and just took on different leadership roles and shared with the community. I know you heard Kayla this morning in Sisterhood Circle. Has been really, really exciting to see. Because, yeah, they're the ones that should be running the show. Yes. So it was good. So that's my celebration.
And they are.
They are.
They
are.
Amazing. Well, thank you both for sharing a little bit. We're so grateful for partnering with Bella and excited for more stuff in the future.